Hello, this is Germaine. Now Paul and his companions put out to sea from Paphos and came to Perga in Pamphylia. And John left them and returned to Jerusalem. But going on from Perga, they arrived at Pisidian Antioch, and on the Sabbath day they went into the synagogue and sat down. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the synagogue officials sent to them, saying, "Brethren, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, say it." And Paul stood up, and motioning with his hand, he said, "Men of Israel, and you who fear God, listen. The God of this people Israel chose our fathers and made the people great during their stay in the land of Egypt. And with an uplifted arm, he led them out from it. And for a period of about 40 years, he put up with them in the wilderness. And when he had destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he distributed their land as an inheritance, all of which took about 450 years. And after these things, he gave them judges until Samuel the prophet. And then they asked for a king, and God gave them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. And after he had removed him, he raised up David to be their king, concerning whom he also testified and said, 'I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who will do all my will. From the offspring of this man, according to promise, God has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus.' After John had proclaimed before his coming a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel, and while John was completing his course, he kept saying, 'What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. But behold, one is coming after me, the sandals of whose feet I am not worthy to untie.' Brethren, sons of Abraham's family, and those among you who fear God, to us the word of this salvation is sent out. For those who live in Jerusalem and their rulers, recognizing neither him nor the utterances of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath, fulfill these by condemning him. And though they found no ground for putting him to death, they ask Pilate that he be executed. And when they had carried out all that was written concerning him, they took him down from the cross and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead. And for many days he appeared to those who came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, the very ones who are now his witnesses to the people. And we preached to you the good news of the promise made to the fathers, that God has fulfilled this promise to our children in that he raised up Jesus, as it is also written in the second Psalm, 'Thou art my son, today I have begotten thee.' And as for the fact that he raised him up from the dead, no more to return to decay, he has spoken in this way, 'I will give you the holy and sure blessings of David.' Therefore, he also says in another psalm, 'Thou wilt not allow thy Holy One to undergo decay.' For David, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, fell asleep and was laid among his fathers and underwent decay. But he whom God raised up did not undergo decay. Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through him forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. And through him everyone who believes is freed from all things from which you could not be freed through the law of Moses. Take heed, therefore, so that the things spoken of in the prophets may not come upon you. Behold, you scoffers, and marvel, and perish. For I am accomplishing a work in your day, a work which you will never believe, though someone should describe it to you. And as Paul and Barnabas were going out, the people kept begging that these things might be spoken to them the next Sabbath. Now, when the meeting of the synagogue had broken up, many of the Jews and of the God-fearing proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, were urging them to continue in the grace of God. Acts chapter 13, verses 13 through verse 43. Paul the Apostle spoke to the people in the synagogue on the Sabbath day in the city of Antioch, Pisidia, in Asia Minor. Today we'd call that Turkey. Let us look at the evidences that were given. Paul spoke about the promises that God had made to King David of Israel, that God had brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus, Yeshua. Paul gave the witness of John the Baptist to Jesus Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach. The prophets had foretold the crucifixion of Messiah. The scriptures were fulfilled when Messiah was crucified. After God raised Jesus from the dead, he appeared to his apostles and others who became eyewitnesses of the resurrection of Jesus Messiah. They preached the good news of the promise made to the fathers. Promises of God had been prophesied in the 2nd Psalm and the 16th Psalm about the resurrection of Messiah 1,000 years before time. Let us look at these evidences together that Paul gave in the synagogue. The evidences that God has brought a Savior, Jesus, from the offspring of David. John, the son of Zacharias, the priest, had proclaimed to Israel that Jesus is the Messiah. John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." John chapter 1, verse 29. John said about Jesus, "The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand." John chapter 3, verse 35. Listen to what John said as recorded in John chapter 3, verse 36. "He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." John chapter 3, verse 36. Yes, John, the son of Zacharias the priest, was a witness to Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God. John had testified as a prophet of God to the people of Israel to prepare them for the coming of Messiah, Jesus. Will you believe the testimony of John? The next evidence that Paul presented in the synagogue is what we read in verses 27 through verse 29. Let us read those again. "For those who live in Jerusalem and their rulers, recognizing neither him nor the utterances of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath, fulfill these by condemning him. And though they had found no ground for putting him to death, they asked Pilate that he be executed. And when they had carried out all that was written concerning him, they took him down from the cross and laid him in a tomb." Acts chapter 13, verses 27 through 29. What prophecies did the people of Jerusalem fulfill when they condemned Jesus Messiah and had him crucified? The 22nd Psalm, Isaiah chapter 53, and Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. You can study the 22nd Psalm and Isaiah chapter 53. But listen to what the Lord said in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. "And I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication, so that they will look on me, whom they have pierced." Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. Of course, you need to read the whole 53rd chapter of Isaiah. Yes, the people of Jerusalem and their rulers fulfilled the prophecies that they read on the Sabbath days. But God raised Messiah Jesus from the dead. The next evidence that Paul gave to the people in the synagogue was the testimonies of the eyewitnesses who had seen Jesus Messiah after he was raised from the dead. He had appeared to them. They were eyewitnesses to the people. They are also witnesses to you and to me. You can read their testimonies in the books Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which are the first four books in the New Testament, the New Covenant. Paul himself was an eyewitness of the resurrection of Messiah Jesus. Paul was Saul of Tarsus, a rabbi trained in Jerusalem. He was against Jesus and persecuted those who believed in Jesus. But Jesus appeared to Saul and made him an eyewitness of the resurrection. So Saul became the Apostle Paul. He said, "And we preach to you the good news of the promise made to the fathers." Then Paul gave the people in the synagogue the evidence of three prophecies. Psalm chapter 2, verse 7, the second Psalm, 2, verse 7. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3, and Psalm 16, verse 10. He quoted Psalm 2, 7. Listen to what God said. "Thou art my Son, today I've begotten thee." Psalm 2, verse 7. Yes, Messiah Jesus is the Son of God. Paul quoted the 16th Psalm, verse 10, which foretold that Messiah would be raised from the dead. It is written, "Thou wilt not allow thy Holy One to undergo decay." Psalm 16, verse 10. King David, who prophesied Psalm 16, verse 10, was not writing about himself because he died and underwent decay. Listen to what Paul said next. "But he whom God raised up did not undergo decay. Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through him forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you." Acts chapter 13, verse 38. Yes, you can have forgiveness of your sins through Jesus Messiah, who died for our sins in accordance with the prophecies. Will you believe? We have studied the evidences of the testimony of John, a prophet of Israel, the witnesses of the resurrection of Messiah Jesus, and the evidence of the fulfilled prophecies. You can believe. Please consider the evidences that you heard. God loves you. He sent his Son to die for your sins, to pay the price of your redemption from the slavery of sin. You can be free from your guilt and bondage. Repent and let each one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Amen. Jesus also said, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." Mark chapter 16, verse 16. If you would like to get a free Bible, a free book, Origin of the Cosmos, a free English Improvement course, or a free Bible course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, Postal Index Zip Code 73083. That is Box 5333, Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you.